TGIF? No, it's NMF, New Music Friday.
What's up, The Night Show on CFM? You're chilling with me, T-Pain. New Music Friday tonight, and you know the drill. We're going to talk to some incredible singer-songwriter. She is the girl who was mad at Disney, and she has been asking you right now to choose between her or PS5. And for all of us, it's of course her. Give it up for Salome Lees. Woohoo!
Oh, thank you so much. That was an awesome intro, and I appreciate that you didn't choose PS5.
Yeah, legit. I don't own one, so I don't play it. But yeah, I'll choose your music over it forever, of course.
Thank you. I also don't own one. They're still out of stock everywhere.
Really? I felt like you.
Yes.
Felt like the song was inspired from because your boyfriend kept playing it.
Yeah, he has a PS4 still, and I've been trying to find a PS5 as like a Christmas gift or something, but they've been out of stock for so long. So.
Ah, I see. Okay, then we'll wish you the best of luck to find one. Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. Okay, so let us get into it. How does it feel when you realize that Mad at Disney started getting popular on TikTok?
Oof, I didn't think it was real. I thought that my phone was glitching and I kept calling my manager and we were both confused. We were like, what's going on? I think my account is broken or being hacked or something because there's all these numbers and there's like people following me and I just thought it was actually fake because I was just so in shock. And then I quickly realized it was real and became very grateful and excited.
So when that blew up, you suddenly became like, you became the talk of the town, the whole world just started, you know, oh, this is Salome Lees. It's amazing. Now, how do you cope with that attention and fame and pressure that comes with that?
Well, the funny part is the week that Mad at Disney originally blew up was also the week that I got my dog. Mm. And it was honestly a very humbling experience because I got him as a puppy. So I was sleeping on the floor with him and I wasn't really getting more than like 4 hours of sleep. So it was kind of a nice thing to balance out the craziness that was happening in my phone because, you know, I would be online and I'd be getting all this love and people would be so sweet. And then I would have to like, you know, wipe up the accident that my dog had in the corner of the apartment. And it was a very funny juxtaposition. So I was honestly, very sleep deprived, but very happy because it was the best week of my whole life. I got a puppy and I got all these amazing people I got to meet online.
Oh, it's like wish finally came true for you.
Yes. Both
right,
wishes
right.
At once.
Of course.
All right, right now we're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere because we'll be back with Salome Lees after this right here on CFM, always with you.
The Night Show, where you get the best music of all time.
Hey, what's up? You're back on The Night Show on CFM, New Music Friday. Tonight's special guest in the studio, it is the one and only Salome Lees. So she rose to fandom due to her song Mad at Disney on TikTok, and now she's a global superstar singer-songwriter. Now, just now we talked about PS5, which was inspired from your boyfriend. So here's the question. Is he addicted to gaming?
I mean, he's honestly not as bad as a lot of people that I know. Mm. So I will give him a little credit there. But there are some days where I'll come home and I'll be like, hey, what's up? And he'll be like playing FIFA and just like in the zone.
Right.
It was definitely, he's been better at it since the release of the song. I think he might have gotten the message a little bit.
All right. Has he been listening to the song?
I think he's had to hear it a few times.
Right. Now, tell us about this collaboration that you have with TXT on the song. Like, how did it happen?
So I originally sent the song to Alan Walker because I know he's a gamer. I was like, I think you might like this. Mm-hmm. Let me know what you think and if you want to be on it. And he sent back the produced version, which was so cool. And he also sent back a version with different second verse and chorus lyrics. And it was the ones that you hear now that are like the opposite perspective. And I thought that was such a good idea because it's like the two perspectives kind of fighting with each other in the song. Mm-hmm. And then we realized we needed someone else to sing them and we needed another feature on the song. So I was thinking like, who could I send this to? And I just worked with Tomorrow By Together on their song Anti-Romantic. And I'm such a big fan. So I was like, you know, I'll just send it to them and see what they think, not expecting anything to come of it. And then they said they would do it. And I was so excited. So, yeah.
The song turned out so cool. I don't know how it is, but it's like what you said, you know, the song, it sounds like normal at first. And then suddenly there's a different perspective and TXT comes in. It provides a different kind of contrast for the song, which makes it a beautiful song.
All right, it's time for another quick break, but don't worry, we'll come back after this to talk more with Salome Elise on who would she like to collaborate up next. Make sure to stay tuned. CFM, always with you.
The Night Show, 7 to 10 p.m. every weekday, only on TFM.
Hello, what's up, Night Show and CFM here. It's TV here on New Music Friday. Tonight, we've got Salome Elise to the studio. Now, just now we talked about your latest collaboration, PS5, with TXT. Next question is, who would you like to collaborate with next?
Oh, great question. I really would love to work with Youngblood. I'm a very big fan of him. I just saw his show in LA and it was so good. I think he's an incredible performer and writer, and I love that, you know, punk pop-esque type of music. Right. So that would be really fun. I want to work with Bella Porch more. I really enjoyed working with her on the last two singles.
I love the song too.
Thank you so much. Yeah, she's amazing. She's so fun to work with and just the sweetest person ever. So many people. I would obviously love to do more with Tamar Bite Together and Alan Walker. I've had so much fun working with both of them, or all of them. And yeah, I'll think on that.
Right, of course. So you got a list of it. So let's hope that we get to see more of this collaboration manifesting, because we want from Salome Elise. All right. talking about your inspirations in life and in your music, who are they in your life?
Oh, in my life, I would say my parents are huge inspirations to me. They've been so supportive. They saw that I liked doing music when I was about 4 years old. And ever since then, they've been my biggest fans and my loudest cheerleaders. So always them. My friends are huge inspirations also. I feel like I get a lot of song concepts from them because they'll say just funny things and I'll be the person with like my ears out for song titles. And every time I say something funny, I'm like in the corner writing it down and like trying to find rhymes for it. They're like, Salome, what are you doing? Like, stop writing down everything I say. And then artist wise, Taylor Swift is a huge inspiration. Of course, The Killers are probably my favorite band. David Bowie has always been a big inspiration in my life. I named my dog Bowie after him.
Oh, that's so cute.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. So probably you've got a lot of inspirations in your life, and I guess that's where your songwriting comes in. So when you write a song, does it always come with melody first or the lyrics first, or how does it go?
It usually starts with a concept or a title. I'm definitely very word focused. I love the process of thinking of lyrics and trying to find cool, interesting rhymes. And I feel like once I have a lyric line, the melody kind of just comes with that. So it's usually lyric first. But yeah, I always like to think of that one interesting title line or chorus concept before I start writing, because I feel like that to me is the most important part of a song.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is why Salome Elise is one of the best songs out there. It rhymes, it's so catchy and groovy. I think that's why we love Salome Elise. Anyway, right now we'll take a quick break. Don't go anywhere, because we've got so much more to talk about with Salome right after this. TFM, always with you.
You want an awesome playlist? We've got it right here on TFM.
What's up? This is your night show on TFM with your host TP tonight, New Music Friday. We're very, very honored to have Salome Elise, singer-songwriter, here with us. She recently released the singles PS5 together with TXT, South Korean boy band. And also, right now, Salome, we want to know, right, what is the biggest difference in your 2019 EP album 757 and the ones that you just recently released, Lonely Child?
Ooh, deep cut. That's a good question. I think I just grew a lot as a human. And my songwriting definitely developed throughout that time. I wrote 757 with Bendik Moller, actually, most of it, or I think almost all the songs he was a co-writer on. And he also works with me a lot now and worked a lot on Lonely Child. So it's funny because I feel like we both have grown so much as songwriters and producers and artists over that time. And 757 was written and produced fully in Boston, because I went to Berklee College of Music. Right. And Lonely Child was mostly done in Los Angeles. So I definitely had a lot of maturing happen within those years, just by dropping out of college and moving and kind of being thrown into the real world and having to, you know, figure things out for myself and, you know, take on like a new independence. And I feel like that dictated a lot of what I wrote about on Lonely Child.
That's really cool. So can fans expect a new album or a full studio album next?
Oh, yes. There's definitely a few more things PS5 related coming soon. So I'm excited about that. But then after all of that, you can definitely expect a full-length album, hopefully this summer. I'm working
This summer?
That's yes, good. there's a whiteboard, which I'm going to give you a quick glimpse of there.
Okay.
With lots of album titles and concepts and things on it. So it's very much in the works.
Ooh, all right. Oh, fans are going to be so excited for that. I'm excited for that.
Thank you.
So when you write songs and when you're thinking out, for example, your album title, right? There are times when you feel like you are running out of inspiration. You have the writer's block. So what do you do when you come to that point in the time?
I honestly don't really get writer's block. And I feel like that's a silly thing to say. But I feel like the reason for that is because Berklee College of Music really taught me that I have to write daily. Mm. And there's no such thing as writer's block in the sense of there's always something that I can be creating. So I do sessions 5 to 7 days a week. And we do a full song in almost every session, unless we're going in and editing something. And I feel like just that repetition of writing all the time has, you know, really taught me how to think of something, even if it's awful. Definitely not 5 to 7 good songs a week. But, you know, I feel like practice makes perfect in a sense. Not that I think my songwriting will ever be perfect, but I definitely think that, you know, the more that I practice, the easier it gets.
Oh, that is so true. Yeah, keep working on it. And you will never, it's like, you know, when you're getting used to something, it's not something that you're done out of the ordinary. And when you get used to it, you just don't have any problem with it anymore. It just comes naturally.
Yeah, it's like riding a bike at one point.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, you know the drill right now. We'll need to take another quick break, but don't worry. We'll be back with Salem after this. And the next question is a very, very huge and important question. So make sure to stay tuned. TFM, always with you.
We've got your favorite songs, favorite news, favorite host right here on TFM.
What up, my G's? Your night show on TFM. Hello, it is your boy TP here. Tonight, I've got one of my favorite singer-songwriter in the whole wide world. I've been streaming PS5 for so many times on loop, on repeat. It is Salem Elise with us tonight. Now, Salem, big question here. What is the next big thing for Salem Elise?
Ooh, that's a good question. I am going to Japan for the first time in August, and I get to play my first festival. I get to play Summer Sonic, which is an absolute dream because those are two things that I've had very high on the bucket list for many years.
Ooh.
So that is definitely something I'm super looking forward to.
Ooh, that is really cool. And we wish you all the best for that. And hopefully one day you'll get to come to Malaysia and Sarawak and get to perform here as well.
Really sure I would family. Love to do that. That'd be so fun.
All right. What's one advice that you hold onto dearly that you remember for the rest of your life?
Ooh, let me think. One word of advice. Mm. My parents had the 5 rules that they made for me when I was young. And let me try and I had to recite them every day before I left the house when I was in elementary school. So I was very tiny. I think I was like probably 5 or 6 when these were invented, but they're great rules. And it's be safe, have fun, be nice, pay attention, and learn something new every day.
Ooh, that's a really cool advice that everyone can learn from.
Yeah, I try and kind of live by those.
Okay. Now, final words to your Malaysian fans.
Oh, thank you so much for all the love and support. Thank you for listening to PS5 and Metal Disney and all the rest of my music. It really means the world to me. And I really hope that I get to hug you all in person eventually and play my music for you and come visit. And until then, stay safe and I'm sending my love.
Woo! And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's Salem Elise here. We're so happy to have her here with us.
Thank you, TP. You too.
And for the rest of you, don't go anywhere because we'll be back with more of your favorite songs and Gossip Hour up in the next hour as well. This is TFM, always with you.